Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed his sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. The body found in California's Prosser Creek Reservoir north of Lake Tahoe has been confirmed as missing teen Kylie Rodney. The 16-year-old who went missing after an August 5th party drew many suspicions when many of the attendees to the party refused to cooperate with police when she was missing. The Nevada County Sheriff Coroner confirmed the body. Today is National Pluto Demoted Day. After nearly 80 years as an official planet, Pluto was downgraded to dwarf planet in 2006. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
In the New York primary Tuesday, Representative Carolyn Maloney was defeated by fellow Representative Jerry Nadler in New York's 12th District Democrat primary. Hating on President Trump lands one talking head in the unemployment line.
A political commentator is out of a job after poking fun at former President Donald Trump's appearance during a live telecast, according to a Georgia news outlet. WSB-TV Atlanta cut ties with longtime analyst Bill Crane on Monday following his remarks about Trump's, quote, looming orange face, unquote, and influence in the upcoming midterm elections. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Dinosaur tracks from about 113 million years ago have been revealed at Dinosaur Valley State Park in Texas due to drought conditions that partially dried up a river. The adult Acrocanthosaurus was 15 feet tall and weighed roughly 7 tons. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Indian Air Force is reporting the government fired 3 officers for accidentally firing a missile into Pakistan in March. Military experts have in the past warned of the risk of accidents by the nuclear powers. India and Pakistan have fought 3 wars and engaged in numerous smaller arm clashes, usually over the disputed territory of Kashmir. As the FBI and the Department of Justice are attempting to shield themselves from accusations of becoming weaponized to attack their political opponents, more White House paperwork has been discovered that reveals President Biden's team was fully involved with the FBI raid at President Trump's Florida home. Alina Hava, Trump's attorney on Fox News, reveals Biden's misinformation.
Again, like you said, misinformation. They said they didn't know. But counsel to the president said that he deferred to Ms. Wall and that she could then decide to just remove the privilege that every president prior has had. As to what happened in between June and August, well, we know what happened. This was an event that was prime right before election. It is prime because he's way ahead in the polls. And the Wall Street Journal's headline today stated it perfectly clearly. This was an improper search. It was not done correctly. There was no need for it, and he was cooperating. There is absolutely no reason. No reason, and now we have evidence of that, that they were cooperating.
The final week of preseason games in the NFL start on Thursday and run through the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Wednesday. It is hump day, ladies and gentlemen. Glad we made it this far. Hey, it's downhill the rest of the week and the way things are happening in D.C. Wow. Is the snowball picking up some momentum here, or am I just imagining things? Rick Manning here is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government, and he knows how to handle snowballs. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
Flamethrowers. I'm doing great. How are you?
Exactly. I'll tell you, it just never ends, does it? I mean, this is unbelievable, Rick. You know, they talk, and the left has been talking repeatedly over the years since Donald Trump got elected. You know, they started counting all the alleged lies that he made and everything. And the thing is, it's and I say everything because at the end of the day, much of what they said were lies were actually, you know, come out to be true. Whether it was Russian collusion, the stuff that was going on at the border, I mean, it was just nonstop. They're bent. Their ideology was so bent. It was just incredible. And you're sitting there go, how can you believe these guys? And then now you got Joe Biden, who's been lying from day one. And I think that in, 18 months of Joe Biden's administration, he has surpassed all the lies of the entire presidents, line of presidents over the years. I mean, does the guy know how to tell the truth at all?
Well, in a world where truth is relative, then he doesn't have to worry about that.
Right.
And the left has made truth relative. When they attack Donald Trump on lies, they generally were attacking him about, we don't agree with you, and consequently, since what we think is true, you must be lying. With that, and their quote.
That is the distinction right there. That is the clear distinction. I'm glad you brought that up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so I'm beyond the point of believing that Joe Biden even knows what truth is, and as a result, it's hard to hold somebody accountable for lying when they don't actually know what is true. Having said that, it doesn't mean that the public shouldn't be discerning. It doesn't even mean the public shouldn't say, wait a second, that doesn't add up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the Biden administration, Joe Biden in particular, you know, bottom line is the guy's had a problem with not telling the truth since he first emerged on the scene. He ran for president, had to drop out because he stole a former leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plagiarized a former labor leader in a speech from the UK. He lied about his own background, his own schooling, everything about him he lied about. And eventually, the left said, well, he's the only one who can beat Donald Trump, so we don't care about any of that because he can run around and pretend he's Lunch Bucket Joe, who takes the train every day. And, you know, he's just like you and me. And it really doesn't matter that everything he says is fabricated. And in fact, his whole persona is fabricated. Hence,
right.
His fabrication got him to be the president.
Amazing. And here we are. And as you say, whether you want to associate it with Joe Biden directly, the person, or his administration, the fact of the matter is there's no credibility here. I mean, you know, credibility is going out the door. It's leaving the building. I don't care if you're talking about the Democratic Party, you're talking about the FBI, the IRS. And here we are with no credibility, and we're empowering them all the more. And we're allowing them to absolutely shred our Constitution. And now, Rick, I don't know if you saw this, but you had a couple professors that wrote a editorial the other day, really just slamming the Constitution. Now, this has been a sentiment that's been alive and well and growing in the Democratic Party. And now they're throwing it out there. They're just saying, hey, look, the Constitution is irrelevant. Let's get rid of it.
Well, you know, remember how they lionized Ruth Bader Ginsburg? As, you know, the great legal scholar and all. Well, she was regularly talking about how she preferred the South African Constitution and on international law stuff. South African Constitution is way longer than the United States Constitution, and essentially doesn't lay out principles. It lays out specific prohibitives. And so it's a total top-down constitution with federal government driving everything. The reason the left wants to throw out the Constitution is because the Constitution doesn't fit with their narrative. The Constitution says that the power is with the people and that the government is limited. The Constitution, you know, I'll put it in terms of taxes here. The left believes that every dollar that you earn is theirs, and whatever they let you take home is a blessing from them, is a gift from them, is a grant from them. Whereas the right, at least some of us still on the right, believe that it is your money and our money, my money. I work for it. I create wealth from it. I put my sweat on my brow to make it. And that money is mine. And whatever the government takes as part of their of the cost of living here is a, you know, is something that they are taking out of my treasury that is initially mine. The difference in that perspective tells you everything you need to know when they talk about taxes. When they sit there and they say, we're going to cut taxes in Washington, D.C., they call it a spend. They call it, oh, this is money. This is a spending because we're taking money out of the U.S. Treasury. That underlying assumption when they use that language is 100% of your money is theirs, and whatever they let you keep is largesse. And that's the difference. It's all a matter of perspective, and it's why they have to throw out the Constitution, because the Constitution speaks directly against that.
Exactly. Well, I said a Yale professor, it's a Harvard and Yale professor, two left-wing academics, is what Gary Bauer had published. It was a column in the New York Times late last week calling for progressives to abandon the Constitution. They claim the Constitution is broken, inadequate, famously undemocratic. It's just like they are just putting in black and white the sentiment of the Democratic Party. I mean, forget about 240. Go ahead.
Can I just say they are correct in one thing they say? The Constitution is undemocratic. It was designed to be undemocratic. It was designed to be create representative government and not a democracy. In fact, Madison was specifically against a democracy because the democracy is the tyranny of the majority with no minority rights. And Madison was determined to try to create a government that protected minority rights and shielded states from overbearing power of the federal government, making the state and localities more having a lot of power, because he knew that representatives that are closer to the people were more likely to be responsive to the people. So the irony in all this is that they are correct. The minority rights being protected by definition is anti-democratic. And yet these are the same people who sit there and say we have to put in all of these different programs because minorities are ostensibly not protected. So they want a system of government, and this is the irony, they want a system of government that supposedly allows the majority to rule, but they want that government to enforce rules that give grant of authority, give extra privileges to those who are in the minority, if it's based on ethnic or other status, not based on merit. And mm-hmm. So you've got it's a completely upside down world, but yes.
It really is. It's, the power to the aggrieved. Stay tuned. We've got more from Rick Manning. It's just about 15 after.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite what some may think, witchcraft is unfortunately alive and well in India and the surrounding regions. The Tide Ministry is using our radio broadcast to bring the light of Christ to these people who are entrenched in spiritual darkness. One listener recently wrote in to share his story. After a life of swindling his community through witchcraft, this listener found the true God through our broadcasts, abandoned his witchcraft, and said yes to Christ. What an amazing story of the power of the gospel. And a great reminder of how impactful it can be for listeners to hear about the one true God and his incredible love for the first time in their own language. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe, and help even more people find freedom from spiritual bondage, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we've got Rick Manning continuing with us. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, John Solomon was on Hannity last night talking about proof that Joe Biden and the White House were definitely all over this raid in Mar-a-Lago. Again, this is one of those lies that, you know, like, hey, I knew nothing about my son's business involvement. I mean, they just go, they're endless, from Joe Biden. But, you know, common sense tells you that a raid of this nature, the way it was orchestrated out of the headquarters of Washington, D.C., not out of Florida, and the manner in which they conducted this, that the White House had to be all over this. It was obvious.
Yes, it was. And the reason this lie has to have been told and has to exist is because the left has been pushing an illusion that there's this independent Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice, when Donald Trump was president, remember we got told Department of Justice has to be independent of the White House. And they were upset that any kind of attorney general might exert influence over the Department of Justice, because the Justice Department had to be independent. And they continued that lie in this administration. So the idea that the Biden administration, the White House, was pulling the strings, as they were, for the entirety of the Donald Trump investigation. They found stuff, John Solomon points to May 10th letter, which talks about the raid of Mar-a-Lago. But The fact of the matter is this whole thing is being orchestrated at the White House. This is, you cannot have this kind of operation being run and the top political people in your system not be involved in the intimate details, not be involved in okaying it, not being at least aware of what's going on. You can't do that for the simple reason that if you're sitting there in an agency outside of the White House and you go off and you commit a blunder that causes massive embarrassment or problems for the White House, it is your career is over. Your political career is over. You no longer have the capacity to make a living. You're done. So one of the basic rules of politics is you CYA. And you CYA, you cover yourself.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And you do that by passing the buck upstairs. Because ultimately, you don't want to be the person who gets hung out to dry during the investigation. You don't want to be the person who finds themselves being the fall person. And as a result, you push it upstairs. So this thing, clearly is being orchestrated at the White House, has been. We've seen, it just wasn't possible indeed the way DC works for it not to have been. And for them to try to continue to put out the lie that Merrick Garland, a judge, someone who is steeped in it, knows the bureaucracy, steeped in it, was busily making these decisions independently. Come on.
It's the fact that Solomon has this is really
important. It shows the lie as opposed to everybody just knowing it was a lie.
Well, it's the same pattern. I mean, when you have the candidate, Donald Trump, you're going to tell me Barack Obama didn't know that Donald Trump's offices were being surveilled? This was a government operation. This wasn't a party operation.
No.
In much the same way as 100%. Is Watergate, right?
Watergate is, to what we've seen over the last 6 years, comparing it to Watergate is akin to comparing the Johnstown flood to a leaky faucet. Okay, this is Watergate was a couple people, some people in the campaign acting independently, going in, breaking in, the White House finding out about it and saying, you idiots, and basically trying to say, make it so that it went away. That's what Watergate was. It was the White House saying, trying to make it go away. Well, this is a wholesale assault on the opposition party, a candidate, and being driven by top level officials in the government. And it's as opposed to low level campaign people. And you have it's a completely different scale. And, the only people can't see are Woodward and Bernstein.
Right. Well, here we are. I mean, as you lay this out, and I agree with you. I mean, you just follow the practicality of the whole situation in this scenario. Nothing's going to happen. These underlings, and it just demonstrates just how bulletproof Hillary Clinton is and was. Barack Obama is still protected. And, and Joe Biden, I mean, they're covering him right now. And of course, when he lies, they just say, well, you know, he's lying anyway. I mean, he can't be trustworthy because he's mentally deficient. Go ahead.
They're not covering Joe Biden. They're covering because Joe Biden gives them the power base to operate out of the former Obama administration officials operating under the guise of Joe Biden are running these things, and they need Joe Biden they need Joe Biden as the front so they can do what they want to do. And it's sad, but that's the way it is. And it's one of our challenges is if we get enough people out to vote in November, and if we are fortunate enough to take control of at least the House of Representatives and maybe the Senate, if we are able to do those things, at least having the House have the gumption to go after those officials in the White House and get to the bottom of this stuff and expose them. We know we won't send them to jail for lying or avoiding Congress or any of that stuff, but expose them to such an extent that the entirety of the scam gets exposed for all of history, and hopefully the people get punished by their careers being minimized and not being allowed to advance anymore in terms of their own ambitions. But, they're not going to jail because the system won't send them to jail. You can't convict a Democrat in Washington, D.C. for a political crime.
Exactly. Well, if the past is any indication of the future, we'll go through that dance, and whether or not we'll come to any conclusion like we did for Benghazi or anything else, the Democrats are real good on how to foil all this stuff and deflect. And the Republicans, they cannot seem to, hold the line on things. I mean, you mentioned Jeff Sessions as the attorney general, Donald Trump's first attorney general. And I mean, he's recusing himself before he's even, pretty much in the job. I mean, they really tied him up. Well, there was no such thing as any kind of noose or anything to restrict Garland. And, Garland is... He's the answer. Eric Holder. He's Eric Holder's wingman, to Obama.
The problem is the number two in the department. I don't want to confuse people with a bunch of names, but the second person in the department, the Rod Rosenstein of the Democrats, is a hardcore leftist who believes in who. Really is somebody who has managed these kind of campaigns and believes in persecuting the enemy under the guise of righteousness. And so so the Senate, when they confirmed Garland, is one thing, but when they confirmed the underlings who all had really bad, obvious records of being crazy leftists, that's when Senate Republicans made a mistake by not fighting those nominees, because those are the nominees who are essentially running the show. With Jeff Sessions, the problem was when he got Rod Rosenstein as his deputy, he was undercut from whether or not he recused or not. He was undercut because Rosenstein was an insider who knew where the bodies were buried and would never let those bodies get unburied.
Exactly.
It was a constant battle. I know the people who work with Sessions, and I really like Jeff Sessions, by the way. But it is a...
It's too bad what happened to him. I agree with you.
Wrong,
Rick, we got to leave it there. Rick Manning, thank you, buddy.
Great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch. The only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed his sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. The body found in California's Prosser Creek Reservoir, north of Lake Tahoe, has been confirmed as missing teen Kylie Rodney. The 16-year-old who went missing after an August 5th party drew many suspicions when many of the attendees to the party refused to cooperate with police when she was missing. The Nevada County Sheriff Coroner confirmed the body. Today is National Pluto Demoted Day. After nearly 80 years as an official planet, Pluto was downgraded to dwarf planet in 2006. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, nothing is new, what we're seeing today at the border. We saw it under the Obama-Biden administration, but it's just on steroids. They've just really have unleashed themselves. I mean, the count we're looking at roughly, and of course, these are estimates. It's difficult because you've got so many gotaways. But, you know, you can still figure with rough estimates, okay, 5 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border during the Biden administration. Now, think about it. We're talking the entire population of Ireland has crossed over our southern border, okay? And in that mix, we have no idea, other than we know it's over 160 countries that are represented in that milieu of people. But, you know, are they here as good guys? Are they here as bad guys? Many are attached with the cartel. That is, the cartels are making, I think it's estimated, somewhere around $13 billion. You know, the Biden administration, very, very good to the cartels right now. Well, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for the Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin, is with us. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Well, always good to have you here to report on what's going on. I mean, the border issue was the issue that gave Donald Trump the presidency in 2016. And I believe that it's more than likely the door opener that will cause him to reclaim the presidency in 2024. I mean, this is untenable, what's happening at the border and the danger that has been created by the Biden administration to America's citizens, is it not?
It really is. I think one of the most disturbing things about the numbers you just said, Bill, is that if this continues, when you do the math for how the number of months Biden has been in office and the number of months he has in office all total, I think we're going to wind up around 13 million illegal immigrants who've come in the country under the Biden administration. And that is the number that I think would alarm most Americans, no matter what. And mm-hmm. when you look at just the numbers for the 5 million right now, that number is more than the populations of Alaska, Delaware, North Dakota, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming combined.
Combined. Well, yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, and Jenny Beth, you think about where we are. I mean, we're $30 trillion in debt. We've only got about a third of the country that is working on the GDP. You got a third that's involved in the bureaucracy. What do they do to help the GDP? You know, almost nothing, you know, because they're there getting a paycheck and helping themselves to anything that they can get away with. This is why, you know, people like Liz Cheney can go into office with a net worth of $6 million and leave with a net worth of $36 million. I don't know how you get there on a salary of $175,000 a year. You know, that math just doesn't add up. And think not that Liz Cheney is an exception. We know what's happened with the Pelosi family and how much money they've been able to generate. Mitch McConnell, I mean, on and on. You know, we have people in public service that really we just can no longer trust that they're working on behalf of the American people. Jenny Beth, that's really the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And speaking of not being able to just public trust. I'm going off on just a slight tangent, reading what they intend to do to forgive student loan debt. Mm. You've
yes.
got people who work for the government who are saying they are going to forgive taxpayer-funded, government-funded, or backed student loan debt to people who work for the government. It's the most bizarre thing. They're not even... I don't think they should be forgiving the debt for any of the people, but to forgive it only for people who work for the government, it just seems so self-serving.
It really
is. Mm-hmm. And it's a real, I don't think that this is going to rub most Americans in the right way, especially the Americans in this country who are working so hard to make ends meet when we're going through this inflationary, recessionary period, and the government is looking out for itself, and the people who work for the government, like you just mentioned, Liz Cheney, as an example, are becoming very wealthy while they're in office. And then we have all of these new people who are crossing the border illegally that we're going to have to fund and take care of as well. It's just this is the wrong direction for America.
And again, you're talking a third of America is paying that tab. It's not all Americans that are paying that tab. It is, you know, us who are hardworking, busting our picks to take care of our family, and the government just keeps coming up with more ways. And then, oh, yeah, let inflation and recession take over, and any money that we have in the bank is now less than, thank you very much, because of Joe Biden. And I'm trying to get across, Jenny Beth, to people, you know, even in our audience, and... You know, to me, this is the mess of politics. But when you look historically, this is what the Democrats do. This is what they do. They capture our money. They overtax us, you know, to fund their prep projects to get them reelected because they go out and buy votes. And we just keep putting them into office. And the American people, and I say particularly the Democratic Party, and this is why so many Democrats are leaving the party. I mean, what it was a couple of weeks ago, you and I talked about, it was like a million had left the Democratic Party and they stopped counting. You know, well, this is too depressing. We can't count this anymore. But the fact of the matter is they're still leaving the party. And they need to understand that it is their party that is ruining this great American idea. It is unsustainable. We can't have, like you say, you know, the entire population of Ireland coming into America, and that is what we can estimate right now, not even talking about the numbers already that are here, that they keep saying, well, you know, we still have about 13 million. Well, that was about, you know, 20 years ago. I mean, that number is far and away, you know, 25, 30, now add another 13 million. I mean, you're going to be 43 million illegal immigrants in this country before
yeah.
long, if you total it all up, right?
That's exactly right. And we have rules and laws for a reason. And the people who want to come here because they're seeking a better life and they think they can get a better life in America, part of the reason America is a better country than many of the banana republics in the world is because we have rule of law, and that means you have to follow the written law. It's not just the whims of an individual ruler that change from day to day. At least it's not supposed to be. But when we allow this to happen and we allow the law to be broken and we allow it to be violated and there are no consequences and there are actually rewards for doing that, we're setting our country up to become another banana republic if we're not already there.
Well, think about who they're beholden to. I mean, you know, if you're in the right line of legal immigration that we have, you come in, but it's also with a pledge, in a sense, a soft pledge of allegiance that you're here to do America no harm. And if you have interest in becoming a citizen, then you go ahead and you make the ultimate pledge like the rest of us have made, you know, committing our loyalties to this country. Some of our politicians somehow forgot that, but, you know, again, this is, I think, what is shocking for, you know, new immigrants who come in and are recently celebrated and achieved their citizenship in the country. I mean, they're so well studied. Jenny Beth, I'll tell you, I'll put any one of these recent citizens against an elected official, particularly a Democrat, and say, let's have a test on American history and see who wins. I'll guarantee you, hands down, it will be the newly celebrated American citizen who was, you know, went through the legal process. But when you have people coming in not swearing any kind of allegiance, well, actually, they swore allegiance at the border to the coyotes and the cartels, right? So they're beholden to them. So are they going to be free to truly be free and be faithful to America? Or do they have to look over their shoulders to see and make sure their families are okay back home because the cartel has threatened them with their very lives? What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, Bill. I think it's a very good question. And we have to get this under control and have a check on the Biden administration.
Well, Jenny Beth, God bless you for being the vanguard of this, you know, through the Tea Party Patriots Action. We have got to activate our citizenry, and we can no longer be the silent majority. You've got to speak up. This is the moment in time, the appointed time, that we must rally the forces against this tyranny, Jenny Beth. And how can they do this?
Go to teapartypatriots.org and teapartypatriots.org to get involved.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Well, no doubt our southern border, you see the mass of humanity coming across. It's unbelievable. The other thing, too, that's hardly being reported is the fact that look how many young men, you know, probably 18 to 40, without families coming here. I mean, does that cause you to just wonder and go, uh-oh, you know? And also understanding that the cartels are just raking it up here. I mean, I don't know if they're going to send Joe Biden a Christmas card, but I think they ought to. Maybe, you know, send Hunter, you know, a couple other benefits, too, because Biden family been big, big good to the cartels. $13 billion. This has been a windfall profit for them because of the Biden administration. Chris Chmielewski is with us now. He is the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. Well, Chris, what do you think? You think the cartels, you know, they love Joe Biden, or, you know, are they going to send him a Christmas card this year and say thank you very much?
Yeah, they might. In fact, there were reports last year that their number two source of cash flow was actually the drug trade. Number one was smuggling individuals across the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. So, yeah, they're doing pretty well. At the very worst, it's another strong, solid source of income for them. And, you know.
Yeah, they'll send the Bidens a box of tamales, you know, for Christmas. Yeah. Say thank you. Yeah. But you think about what is going on here? And these people, there, I mean, here you've got the, you got what the coyotes have captured and what the cartels have captured, people here that are not going to be beholden to the United States. You know, they're not even, you know, in a neutral position. I mean, their interest is the cartel's interest. And that's going to seep in here until what this is all leading into, Chris, is that we could have a situation where possibly down the road, we're looking at military action against the cartels to preserve this republic because of what they're doing. I mean, they're not going to go away easy. They're not going to just sit there, oh, okay, fine, you know, we'll stay away from the border. You know, we made some good profit, and we'll just go away. It ain't going to happen. I mean, this is all heading to, you know, a sundown, you know, a high noon confrontation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And there's actually been a few Republican members of Congress that have introduced legislation to declare or add the cartels that are really controlling the southern border here in the United States. It's not the federal government, not Border Patrol.
Of course not.
Let's be honest here. The southern border is being controlled by the drug cartels. But there's been a few members of Congress that have introduced legislation which would add these drug cartels to the list of known terrorist groups, and that would free up the United States to take some action. I guess kind of outside of the theater of war. You look and see what we've been doing in the Middle East, trying to target some of these terrorists with the drone attacks and things like that.
Right.
So it gives them a little bit more, opens up the war chest on how they can go after these guys. But you're right. I mean, going back to the Biden administration and all of the folks, Alejandro Mayorkas within DHS and his circle of people that are pushing for this. And, you know, they're going to say that they're doing this not to benefit the cartels. That's just a negative byproduct of what's happening down there. And they're trying to combat that. And really their true goal is to allow anyone who wants to come here, basically to come here if they can get here. But you cannot ignore, how these cartels are benefiting and the amount of power that they continue to grow each and every day that this border crisis goes on.
Now, you know, and it's almost like we're talking to the wind when you try to break down the impact of drugs on American citizens. Over 100,000 young people have died because of fentanyl. Thank you very much, the cartels and China. And the devastation is taking place in our country because of human trafficking. Young girls, you know, being trafficked. And part of the problem is shame on us, shame on Americans, that we are a market for that kind of disgusting behavior. That we, you know, here we are, you know, people act so cavalier and shocked about Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, the Lolita Express and his island out there and all these politicians. God only knows who all are involved. Chris, we're a mess, you know, as a country. You know, we are morally messed up that we participate in this kind of stuff, and that we're consumers of young girls and young boys, sex trafficking and stuff like that. I mean, that's not happening in some third world country. This is the United States of America. This is happening in our neighborhoods. And it's like, wait a minute, if we don't get our acts together. And I mean seriously and in short order, forget about the border. I mean, you know, look at that. That's just a minor issue compared to the moral soul of this country. And we're participating in all this. Yeah, we got a messed up government that's in collusion. I say they must be because they're not doing anything to stop it with the cartels. But the other part is that we're playing into the hands of it. You know, you got businesses that are taking advantage of immigrants who are coming here that just, they've got to make a living somehow. I mean, you know, the government's throwing money at them so much, but only so much can go around. And it's no wonder that they're getting cranky and now they participate in crime. And, you know, what the hell do they get to lose? They're not, you know, they don't have any skin in this game. They're not citizens of this country. They're just going to, you know, get by and roll the dice and maybe they might get lucky. And what are the chances of that? How many others, you know, 80, 90% of those come in are going to be left to their own devices, getting involved in more crime, beholden to the cartels and infect, you know, the host country. America, that infection is going to go deep, even further into our very spirit and soul. And, you know, this does not bode well at all, Chris, if we don't realize and take this stuff seriously. But, you know, you hear reports and you tell people, yeah, human trafficking. And for a minute they pause and go, yeah, that sounds bad. And then, okay, what do we have? You know, do you want a cheeseburger or what? No, come on. I mean, this is serious stuff here. What's happening and what we're passing on to the next generation. I'm sorry if I'm kind of overemphasizing this, but I think it's been so underemphasized that, you know, we want to blame other people, but we're part of the problem ourselves, Chris.
Yeah, we are. And there is at least, you know, there was at least for me, there was a little bit of a glimmer of hope with this, with a new poll that came out last week, and it was from a middle of the road center left a polling partnership between Ipsos and NPR, and they asked Americans whether or not they believed that what's happening down there is an invasion. And actually a majority of Americans said
exactly. There
is an invasion going on the U.S.-Mexico border. So I do think they recognize what's happening down there. Negatively. Obviously an overwhelming number of Americans believed that it's an invasion, and not an overwhelming majority, but a large number of independents did, even a plurality, so not a majority of Democrats, but at least a strong, solid plurality. There were a number of unknowns that, mm-hmm. that they don't know. They just simply don't know. And that's because of the lack of media coverage that's down there. But at least Americans on a whole, regardless of political affiliation, view what's going down there as bad and bad for the country. But now it's up to our leaders to actually stand up and stop it. And at least under the Biden administration, I don't see that happening anytime soon. Maybe a huge wave in the fall midterm elections will have an impact on that. But until something life-changing, sadly, until something life-changing happens, I don't see the Biden administration changing course on what's happening down there. And my fear is that life-changing could be massive loss of death here. Right. For Americans.
Well, you know, the warnings are there, just like you said. We've got more people looking at this in a reality sort of way, if we might say that. I mean, they're seeing the real problem, and they're seeing it as an invasion. It's more people that see this as an invasion than the people that saw January 6th as an insurrection. You know, think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
that's a great point.
So here it is. We're seeing this as an invasion, but we don't have the leadership to mount the forces to do something about it. See, and this is where we need to connect the dots. Okay, you're right. Good observation. It is an invasion. Okay. An increasing number of Americans see this as an invasion. Okay, what are we doing about it? You know, well, leadership is not there. They're just leaving the gate open. Not good. Not good leadership. All right. So that means bad leadership. So what do? Do you continue to hold on to it and understand that, you know, part of the problem I'm concerned about, even with a red wave, where they go? They go right into the belly of the beast, where 95% of the people who believe in this kind of, you know, this kind of acquiescence to an invasion in our country, where they all live. In Washington, D.C., you've got the doctrine, the D.C. doctrine, that overwhelms politicians and blinds them to the truth and blinds them and deafens them, you know, from hearing their constituents back home. And so they end up going along, you know, with this uniparty mentality that is not serving we the people. And, you know, Chris, I you know, it's like we're back to the early days of America one more time. And this happens. It cycles. And so it's up to we the people to ignite a revolution that will get our country back. If not, then forget it. You know, it's in the rearview mirror, and our kids and our grandkids after us will say, what did you do? We had this, and you let it go. How could you let that happen? Yeah, onus is on us. What do you think? We have 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap it up.
I couldn't agree more. And gas prices will probably fluctuate up and down. Food prices will, but this is permanent. What's happening down on the southern border, what we're allowing in, that's permanent. Can't be changed.
It's generational. It really is, Chris, to your point, and I agree with you. Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism. Thank you, Chris. Be well, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, too.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS